prepared, said Armitage, to be bombed, to go back to the Stone Age. It was insulting. It was a very rude remark. Armitage says that he never threatened to bomb Pakistan. If he said, I didn't have the authority to do it. I did have a message for Pakistan saying that the nation was either with us or against us. Oh, that's diplomacy. Hey, and I wonder why the President Musharraf is saying that today. Maybe it's because of this report that came out of Reuters. George Bush said Wednesday that if he had firm intelligence on Osama bin Laden, that Osama bin Laden was in Pakistan, he would issue an order to go into that country after him. When Bush's remarks were put to Musharraf at a news conference in the United Nations, he said, we wouldn't like to allow that. We'd like to do it ourselves. But think about that. We have Nancy Pelosi talking about, we're going to work bipartisanly with the Republicans once we win. Bump that. If you say that they are incapable of leadership, if you say that they've trashed the Constitution, if you say that their ideas are contrary to the ideals of America, if you're saying that they use the Constitution like toilet paper, what is it that you're going to work with? That's what George Bush was saying to the president of Pakistan. How do you, as a leader of another nation, say, if I find out that Osama bin Laden is in somebody else's country, I'm going to get him? Instead, you should be saying, you know what? I'm going to work with that other country, and we'll go get him. Or I'm going to talk to that other country and see if we can. No, George Bush says, I don't care where he is, I'm coming in to get him. Huh? Ha, 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 ha. First of all, you a lie, the truth ain't in you. You haven't found anybody. You didn't find Saddam Hussein. You didn't find the Al-Qaeda guy. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Get to me. Anita.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
And so true that we need so much more talk amongst ourselves and amongst other countries and people from other countries and us among peoples here. But I call this morning because I have concern in regards to this vaccine in relation to the possibility of preventing
ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. In 2004, at the celebration for Dr. King, there was a speaker, a representative from the government, that spoke, and there was a panel of health care providers and top officials from different health organizations here in the city were on the panel. And this gentleman spoke on, I'm not going to be long, this gentleman spoke on the syphilis experiment that was done.
The Tuskegee.
Yes,
in Tuskegee.
The Tuskegee, yes, ma'am. And not only did he speak on it, but he assured us that the government was going to do the same thing again in the same way coming through the churches. Now that, and those who were there, because I raised my hand and asked the question, who's monitoring who here if you're coming back with something that hurts people? In 2005, this country shipped around the world vaccines, supposedly to prevent an outbreak of smallpox. There is no smallpox, but anyway, we did this. And in the vaccine that was shipped around, there was a live virus in the batch that was mixed with the manufactured batch of vaccine. In 2006, we're pushing for the ovarian cancer vaccine again. I want to also include in this, under the Clinton administration, There is a documentary that shows that there was genocide in Rwanda. Also, I want to ask us to take a look and tie this all together, because you always do, at how, what could Jim Jones have told the people of that country to make them kill and commit suicide? What was there? What was going on?
Thank you so much, Anita.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. I'm Liz Brown. Get to me.
Register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is the Reverend E.L. Sims, the pastor of the Grace Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2601 Marcus. If you want to hear the true, unadulterated Word of God, I invite you to join me every Saturday morning. God speaks in a mighty way, and He has a message of salvation that you can't afford to miss. So listen every Saturday morning for the Grace Tabernacle Radio Ministry at 9:30, right here on WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. And get to me. Kathy.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
The girl has called about the teachers union not giving an apology statement. She can go to the website for STPL and get this and download this. Also, if she lost a copy, she can also get it from there. The thing I wanted to tell you about was about the $1,000 that we talked about. That was asked for by the teachers union, but the board refused to give it, and they gave them. It was only for all the secretarial and clerical staff. They gave them a 3.5% raise across the board, and they gave the teachers what is called, we call it step movement, but they call it salary scale steps.
So
that's where they're supposed to be now. Some got a large amount, some got small, you know, depending.
So there was no negotiation for $1,000?
It was, but it was asked for before this negotiation. Well, by the way, the negotiation team changed from the school board,
mm-hmm.
but their attitude is the same toward it. It's very contemptuous, you know. That's why they walked out on the negotiation the last time, because they were so contemptuous toward the teachers. Now, we are making their salary, and they're acting as though we are.
Who is the negotiating board? Who are the people that are being that are negotiating with? Because I don't remember. Let me ask you this: Do you remember Mary Armstrong walking out on Roberti in negotiations?
Oh yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure about that one, but I know that it was done with Veronica because of something that was said.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about Veronica. I'm talking about, and just resonate with that just for a second.
Well,
how do you not walk out on, especially with the reputation of Bill Roberti? Y'all never walked out on a meeting with Bill Roberti?
He never allowed for them to hear the negotiations in terms of call her and say, come down here and this is what we're going to do. It was already made, and then when she came down, it was like, well, this is what we offer. You don't want it. That's it.
But they didn't walk out of that.
It was nothing to walk out on.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yes, there is. There's a symbolic walkout. You come back to the board, and you say, we walked out on this. Well, I guess my point is, and my concern is, Kathy, is that it's always good for people to aggressively go after issues for their organization. My concern is that is there a more willingness to go after these people than there was to go after the people that really, really, really were anti-you, anti-teachers, anti-everything. And if that is
well,
so...
These two negotiation teams, to my understanding, have the same attitude toward the teachers' negotiation.
I guess, and my concern is that who's bringing you the interpretation of the attitude? I don't trust the person that's bringing you the interpretation of the attitudes.
Well...
I mean, that's the difference between you and me. I don't trust that person.
Made.
Pardon?
I think they have not made an agreement on the points that the union brought up concerning discipline and the dictatorial principles that are out there. And there's a lot of things that are going on that are causing the teachers to have concern about how they're going to be able to teach in the classroom.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Will.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
The president's comments on Pakistan. How hypocritically ironic, you know, because anybody that listened to, and I don't know if you watch mainstream media, you probably didn't get a chance to see much of Mr. Chavez's address at the UN. But he brought up Luis Posada Corrales. And anybody that doesn't know who this is a gentleman that has been convicted in Venezuela, and also the United States' own intelligence documents have convicted this man of terrorism, bombing a plane in Cuba back in 1976 that killed 73 people. He now resides in quote-unquote detention in the United States, but...
Well, I've done several shows on that, and I think that the most salient point of that, and of course I've had an opportunity to listen to all of the speech many times that Hugo Chavez made at the UN. I think it is critical for people to understand the point that he was making with that, and a very salient point is that not only was this plane bombed, not only was this plane shot down out of the air, it had their Olympic team on it. And if anybody could just do a compare and contrast of how would America respond
to a
country that shot a plane down that had its Olympic team on it, and how would America respond to a country that was harboring the man that was behind this? And for this country to refer to Venezuela as terrorists, the United States is harboring, and that the United States is about going after terrorists, the United States is harboring a terrorist because they don't like Hugo Chavez. That's reprehensible.
And they don't like Fidel Castro.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, as you, and the point you, have, you have thought you were getting to, can you imagine if some other national entity decided we're going to come into the United States and we're going to take this guy? No, we don't care if you don't like it, if it's an invasion of your sovereignty rights. We're going to come in there, we're going to take this guy, and there's nothing you can do about it because we're more powerful than you are. Can you imagine the response from the United States government and the American people if something like that were to happen? And this is exactly what he's talking about doing in Pakistan. See, it's good, you know, it's good for the goose, but it's not supposed to be good for the gander. You know what I'm saying? That's where the hypocrisy comes in. Mm-hmm. And before I let you go, Liz, I've sent you an email earlier, and I don't know, because I haven't been always able to listen to every hour of your show. Did you get the email about the Jesus camp?
Oh, I talked about it before that. I talked about it on Monday.
Okay.
I talked about the Jesus camp on Monday.
That was amazing. Yeah. Well, they're sitting there and they've got these children praying and worshiping to a picture of George Bush. And not only that, they talk about Islam and how they create these fanatics that are really ready to fight and be violent for their God. And it's the exact same thing. You just, you know, it's always the pot, kettle, black scenario. If people do enough digging and enough research, they find that it's ridiculous.
I think that people really need to examine that phrase, pot calling the kettle black, and the racism of that phrase.
Well, yeah.
You know, because, I mean, so it's kind of like the George Allen story, where George Allen said that when somebody asked him a question about the heritage of his mom, if his mother was Jewish, and he said that he didn't feel that it was appropriate to cast aspersions upon people. It's not an aspersion to ask if your mother is Jewish. So how is calling the kettle black an insult? That's like the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, it's embedded in that phrase that
we work into our lexicon and that we never really truly examine, that, you know, we just incorporate it. But yeah, if you deconstruct it, you definitely come to that point, because there's so many instances of black being used in a negative context.
Well, that's
talking
what
black
that's
magic and so on and so forth.
But that particular phrase is very clear. It says it is like the pot calling the kettle black. So apparently calling something black is wrong, and the insult. So the pot can't get away because you black.
Well, I guess you could say it's like the sugar calling the snow white, too.
No. Not at all, because, again, there isn't any historical context for the white being an aspersion, white being the criticism. There has been the historical context of calling someone black is an insult. So the phrase, it's like the pot calling the kettle black, is a racist phrase that says that it is, that to be called black is the sin, and, you know, you can't call me black because you black. And that's awful.
Well, that's true. And we do need to over time begin to work those things out of our minds.
All right.
So,
thanks
all right.
for your
yeah,
call.
1-877-920-WGNU.
That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's weather for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Pretty much a washout all weekend. Breezy, partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. The afternoon storms may be severe. High will be around 80 for this evening. Thunderstorms likely with a low in the mid-60s. Then on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 70s. And Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high around 70. Currently, we have 63 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 64. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your ABC National News and your weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your home not just a home, but a palace. It's time to get that nesting thing on. It's fall. So let's get a new refrigerator. Let's get a new stove. Let's try some new recipes out on your new stove. Get on down to Sears at 3425 Union. 3425 Union. And when you get there, tell them I told you to. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
E.
Do you need a lawyer? A caring lawyer who listens to you? Well, call Earlene McAllister Thomas, 454-1811, for divorce, child support, child custody, criminal defense, accident, workers' comp, name change, or traffic case. Call Earlene Thomas. She's an excellent trial attorney and an aggressive advocate. 454-1811. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, rise up, everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, rise up. AC Massive got to rise up, you got to rise up, rise up. Everybody gotta rise up, yeah, you gotta rise up, rise up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Rise up. This is Liz Brown. Get to me at 1-877-920-WGNU. We have much, much, much to talk about. Greg.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Hey, I wanted to touch with you on the kettle thing.
Okay.
The thing actually is the teapot calling the kettle black.
Okay.
Not the pot calling the kettle black. And if we take it to its highest degree, I guess, since teapots are bright and shiny by nature, kind of like white, we could substitute somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, it's a racist phrase. It has embedded within it the understanding that to be called black is bad.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't agree with that, actually.
Okay.
By nature, in actuality, an old kettle would be black because it's been used for seasons.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's like the teapot calling the kettle black. Okay, so what's the problem with being called black?
Actually, I see it more as an oxymoron. The kettle is black.
Mm-hmm. That's so, the point. That's the point. So then for me to say that oh, you black. No, you black too. So why am I saying you black?
But follow this for a minute. If the person happened to be white calling another person a teapot versus being a kettle, where would be the racism?
But it's not that, and that's my point.
Well, no, because I use it all the time. I'll look at somebody white and call them a teapot in a minute.
Uh-huh, but that doesn't mean that you're doing it inappropriately. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the thing, that the phrase, I mean, the emphasis is like, you can't call me black because you black.
I think you read way too much into this, my sister.
Why?
But you have a nice morning.
Well, wait a minute. To say that I read way too much into it and to laugh about that,
I'm laughing because I think it is totally funny to me.
Well, and again,
excuse me for having an opinion, but that's just, I see it that way.
No, nobody said that there's a problem with you having an opinion. We're just trying to deconstruct your opinion and to make it fit what we're talking about.
Why do we need to deconstruct?
You called me. You called me. You called me. You called me. I mean, you're asking me why I have to deconstruct what you said. You called me and took a position. And when I deconstruct you now, I got to change what I do. If you don't want me to deconstruct you, then don't call me. It's that simple. And the thing about it is that, okay, I won't try to deconstruct anything. I won't try to deconstruct anything. We'll just take things and just assume that they don't mean what they mean and walk away from it. I see all the time things that people don't bother to deconstruct. Things that people don't bother to analyze what it means and continue to use it. I'm sorry. I apologize. My life is all about deconstruction. And it's not funny to me. It's never been funny to me. The phrases that have been used and continue to be used at the expense of my community. 1-877-920-WGNU. David.
How are you doing, first of all?
I'm outstanding.
Well, look, I think you're completely right in what you're saying. First of all, let's look at something. When you buy a teapot, the teapot is not black. When the teapot is used and not clean, put away clean, it's going to become black. And the kettles, when you buy those kettles, they're not black. Now, I think you're exactly right, but I think where this young brother fails to understand this, white people don't leave their racism out of anything, out of no fiber of life. And that includes religion, their philosophy, their literature, none of it. So I think it's almost insane to offer a critique and then become upset or despondent when someone critiques what you say. It's ridiculous, and I think black people need to wake up to something.
Oh, I would not include all black people in that. I think that that's an individual thing. People, it is our responsibility to live with a critical eye in the world that we find ourselves in. And if you don't shoot the messenger.
Well, first of all, when I speak to black people, I'm talking about the collective. I'm not saying all black people have this idea or this thought, but I'm speaking to the collective, what
gotcha.
We need to do.
Gotcha.
You know, so I just think that one thing about it, it's almost getting back to the wrangle thing. You know, people have reasons to call up and say something doesn't exist, or they seem to appease bigotry and racism for some reason.
And just common thing. I mean, here's the thing. I will always. I am part of the fiber of this country. I am part. My heritage created this country. So anything that suggests to speak on this country and I'm not included in it, I'm going to be the first person to point that out. For instance, when I hear things like "put your pinky up," I don't have a pinky. I have a brownie. Okay, my little finger is not white and it is not pink. I have a brownie, okay? And when I hear advertising that says it's a white knuckle ride, how my knuckle get white? Well, how my knuckle get white? I'm not included in that. And how dare you attempt to advertise for something that excludes me and you expect me to say that is all right. Every fiber of this country, if every positive thing about this country, every powerful thing about this country is here as a result of me and my people. And for this country now to engage in advertising acts that exclude me is unacceptable.
You know what? One of the things that I think it would be very wonderful for us as a people to be as analytical as you just said, because if one was that analytical, then there should be some action that comes after that. And I agree with you. I just think that that some people might think this is a simplistic discussion, but I think it goes into the fiber of how we have been trained out of our African minds.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Maurice.
Liz, how you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I just wanted to talk to you. You know, let us, you know, you know, talk about what Hugo Chavez.
Uh-huh.
And I really believe that he believes what he said is true because, you know, are you familiar with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's Yaqub theory of the white man's evolution?
Mm-mm.
You know, have you ever read The Message to the Black Man in America?
It has been a long time since I have read that.
And that's where you'll find that.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that they believe, just like the American Indian believe, that, you know, the white man was actually, you know, the devil, you know, with his actions concerning.
But see, but that's not what Hugo Chavez said. What Hugo Chavez said was that George Bush was the devil. He did not say white people. He said George Bush.
And I understand it to be so. And you know, I truly believe, you know, that's what, you know, they are as a people, or him as a person, you know, actually believe. Because, I mean, how else would you describe a people or a person that...
Well, I think that there's a huge difference, and I am certainly do not ascribe that any race of people, by virtue of the color of their skin, is the devil. I don't ascribe to that.
But I'm saying, Liz, the treatment that one people have for, you know, another people, you know, some people may condone, well, you know, they may decipher that as being the work of a devil.
Well, that's a different thing. There is one thing to say that you are working on, you are engaging in devilish acts, and it is another thing to say that you are the devil himself. And again, to ascribe to one race the phrase that you are the devil is wrong. I think that is wrong. I believe that there are actions that some people engage in that are absolutely devilish acts. Absolutely. I don't disagree with, I understand why Hugo Chavez picked George Bush out based upon his actions and ascribed the title of the devil to him.
And for this man to actually, you know, make the statements, I'm saying George Bush, for him to actually make the statement and relay that to some of his underlings to take to another nation and tell them that we'll bomb you back into the Stone Age and that sort of thing, that is purely incomprehensible these days for someone to get up and say that. I mean, do you understand the ramifications behind it? And I knew the White House wasn't going to respond to Hugo Chavez's statements in the UN, because for the one thing, you know, they're a bunch of, you know, weak-kneed chumps up there for the simple reason, you know, they know that if they respond to something like that, look at what that'll do for the prices of, for the price of gasoline and oil on the market.
Mm.
He don't know what he's dealing with, does he?
Here's the thing. I think that bullies never analyze anything. I think the bullies believe that they will be able to act as they want to act for as long as they want to. They think that there is no response, there will be no response to their actions. And I think that you also, when you have a contempt for people, and you also have no ability to be empathetic to anything that people go through, you also, that's easy, it's easy to act like that. So, no, they don't think about any repercussions because they don't think that there are going to be any.
You know, Liz, they quoted sales of gasoline or whatever, you know, that Venezuela, you know, the government is, you know, making here in the United States. They said they put the number at something like $1 million a day. It could be more than that.
But
statements like that could even burst it. I mean, could even boost it higher.
It's not going to impact because the American people ain't mad at Hugo Chavez like that. The only people that are angry at Hugo Chavez are people in the White House. And then some Democrats, too. So it ain't American thing. If Americans haven't shut down Exxon yet for all of their profit, Americans ain't going to go after Hugo Chavez. That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying, you know, Liz. You know, I mean, if an embargo occurs with, you know, say, Iran or Venezuela, then that would, you know, increase the price of it, wouldn't it? I mean.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. This is registered voter calling.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Listen, I just want to get in on just a little bit of what's already been said. I'd like to ask you a question. Do you like to eat cake?
Do I like to eat cake? On occasion.
Okay, what color is devil's food cake?
Devil's food cake is black.
What color is angel food cake?
Angel food cake is white.
Now, I'll give you a typical example of the European society in which we live. Those type of symbols are used throughout the world in different cultures. Example, I was in the Marine Corps for 34 years, and I traveled quite a bit around the world. In Egypt, a white cat is bad luck. In much of the Middle East, a white cat is bad luck. A black cat is good luck. But in our society, it's just the opposite.
And
a black cat is bad luck.
And here's the other, here's something else to throw into the mix of this conversation. In Japan, what do people wear to demonstrate mourning and death?
White.
White.
That's right.
That's white, right. That's white.
And in our society, it's just the opposite.
There you go.
Black represents mourning. I just want to say one thing. My son is returning from overseas this weekend. And you know the thing he asked me yesterday? He says, Dad, is it too late to register to vote? He says, most of the men in my house that would like to register to vote, but they're unable to get applications over here. And he's coming home, and I'd like you to announce and let us know. Of course, I could find out for myself, but there may be others who are listening.
Okay.
It's too late to register to vote this upcoming election.
Excellent question. Thanks for your
Thank
call.
You.
Bye-bye. Gonna take a break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Civil Rights Act in the 1960s, can I think of any bigger initiative that will empower African Americans to have control over their life than the stem cell initiative?
Dr. Michael DeBon, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine, explains why medical experts, faith leaders, and community leaders urge a yes vote on Amendment 2, the Missouri Stem Cell Research and Cures Initiative on the November state ballot.
Diabetes, sickle cell disease, hypertension. These are the type of diseases that occur in our families, in our community. Stem cell research could lead to cures for those diseases and many others. Please, please join me in voting yes on the Stem Cell Initiative to ensure that all Missourians will have equal access to future stem cell cures. Thank you.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures, Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, 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 tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula. Tula, 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 mama, tula, tula, mama, tula, tula, mama, tula, santa, santa.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back. Tula, mama. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. And we had a caller that asked for when is the last time that you can register to vote. And just put this on your calendar. It's always the fourth Wednesday, prior to an election. The fourth Wednesday prior to an election. The election, I believe, is on November 7th of this year. I will get a calendar out and figure out what Wednesday that is, but it's the fourth Wednesday prior to an election. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Marty, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I'd like to ask you for that website about you trying to put a band on your radio show. I'm a musician, and I do have a band, and I'd like to try to get involved in that.
Okay, well, email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. I'm reconfiguring. We're reconfiguring the website. We should have it launched within the next week or so. But you can email me, and then I'll be getting in contact with you.
You say that's revolution
at Liz, L-I-Z-Z, Brown.com. All one word.
Okay. And one other thing. A couple of other things right quick. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And also, you know, a lot of people realize, like what you said, it's not the American people that's totally mad at Chavez and mm-hmm. everything. They're mad at George Bush because mm-hmm. because when George Bush is like doing this inauguration and a lot of things, they don't show how many people who are marching to show their anger at George Bush.
There were hundreds of thousands of people all along the road towards during the inauguration, and so much so that George Bush had to do something that no other president has ever had to do. He had to ride in his car. He could not get out of his vehicle because of all of the people standing up and lining up in opposition to the election that he stole. So the pulse of the contempt in America, the pulse of the anger in America isn't measured and isn't reflected on. How is it then that Katie Couric, on her first, when she gets on the news with this liberal media, right, who's the first person she has as a newsmaker? Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
Okay. People that the last time he was on the air, he's made racist statements about black people, and he's the first person that Katie Couric and the liberal media has on her show. Come on. Now. And they haven't had any progressive people. They've had like five or six people and no progressive people until I think it was just last night. Not last night, but the night before.
Well, you know, the other thing about that is too, you know, show you how God works. Rush made a statement talking about all the people who are addicts and stuff like that should be shipped to another country.
That is correct.
Now look what happened to him.
You know, God don't like ugly, and God has a sense of humor, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Hey, okay. All right. Thank you. And that you know where to email me.
All right.
All right now.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Ralph.
Oh, yes. In this deconstruction process, and we've all appreciated how much you've shown respect for people that are capable of good objective deconstruction. In the fragment about the teapot, either a pot or a teapot, calling kettle
black, right.
Obviously you can look at them as two individuals. Both have been over the open fire pit for a long time and are both heavily carboned and are both black. And therefore, it's somewhat ludicrous for the one vessel to call the other black because they're both as black as each other is one aspect. But then when you step up above that, it's obvious that the calling the one black does have the racist overtones in it beyond that point, and that they're in an argument, and that the term is used as a pejorative, possibly in anger. And so I think while technically the deconstruction of one black object calling another black object black does just on a technical level not have a racist overtone, as soon as you step above that, why, it opens up and it's clearly racist. And as I say, I've always really appreciated your showing a special respect for people that are capable of deconstructing things down to the point where perhaps deconstruction is no longer necessary because the topic has been pretty well deconstructed.
Well, and Ralph, I appreciate your call, and I guess the only point that I would make is that in my mind the question is, why would it be a problem to call somebody black if they're not?
Well, I think with the pot and the kettle, they're both black, and one could call, and in other words, they could both be called black. I'm not trying to stop the conversation about it at all.
I know, and my question to you wasn't that at all.
Both black.
Okay, and so I guess from my perspective and my deconstruction is that why is it black, and why is there a problem with calling something black?
Well, you could say, well, then there's night and day, and it could be that. Looking back, that has a large input into this coloration differentiation. Mm-hmm. Although, as the other gentleman pointed out, in other countries,
it doesn't work like that. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. And you know what I would love to do, Ralph, if I had the staff and the time to do that, I would look for in other countries dictionaries in other languages.
Black should be.
Well, I would like to see how other countries use the word black, and to see if the United States has it has more negative descriptions for the word black than any other place.
I would expect that would be the case.
I said, we don't even need to go. All right. Okay, Ralph. Thanks so much for your call.
Justice for Reggie.
That's fact. Fact, true fact. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Hi, Liz. I think Mr. Chavez is kind of a Flip Wilson of 2006. He said, the devil made him do it. Kill us, the devil made him do it. What do you think?
I don't understand what you're saying, Michelle. Hugo Chavez is, why did you run away? She hung up on me. She hung up on me. What did she do? He or she, I don't know, was he or she, hung up on me. I would say that was a poor analogy. It was an attempt to be clever, and it failed woefully. Flip Wilson said, the devil made me do it. Hugo Chavez said George Bush is the devil. Where's the connection? Oh, okay. I guess from a conservative mind, they both had the word devil in it, so they must be the same thing. So why didn't she might as well have added, and devil food cake. It's ridiculous. America needs to understand where we are in the discord. And how we got to this place. How did we get to a place where the democratically elected president of one nation goes to the UN, refers to the guy in the White House in the United States, the president of the United States, as the devil? How do we get to the place where there are people and the UN that are clapping about that? What kind of atmosphere, what things have happened where there is agreement in the United Nations that the person that's running the United States of America is the devil? What are the contributions to that atmosphere? Perhaps one of the major contributions to that atmosphere is the fact that George W. Bush thumbed its nose at the rest of the world in order to get his preemptive strike on. George Bush lied to the rest of the world about pursuit of weapons of mass destruction in order to get his war on. George Bush said to the rest of the world, you either with us or you against us. If you don't believe that, go ask the president of Pakistan, because that's what he said to them. There is an atmosphere in the world, a negative, hateful atmosphere directed at the White House, directed at the United States of America, based upon the actions engaged in, not because we requested them, The acts that have been done in our name has caused the world to clap when the President of the United States in the United States of America at the UN is called the devil. George did that. And we as Americans are suffering because of it. You gonna continue to let him make the world mad at us like that? My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Got some more good stuff coming at you.
Everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
It'll give our men and women on the front lines the type of certainty they need to continue with this important program.
That's counselor to the White House Dan Bartlett on an agreement reached between the Bush administration and Senate Republicans. It's over what you can and cannot legally do when it comes to questioning terror suspects. ABC News chief Washington correspondent George Stephanopoulos says it is a true compromise.
The Geneva Convention is not going to be rewritten, but the legislation includes a line that says the president has authority under the Constitution to interpret the Geneva Convention's.
The deal also allows President Bush to convene tribunals to try terror suspects. The president meets today with his counterpart from Pakistan. ABC's Ann Compton has a preview.
The Pakistani president arrives amid some sparks of friction with the U.S. He claims an American official threatened to bomb Pakistan back to the Stone Age if it didn't cooperate in the war on terrorism. And after President Bush declared the U.S. would absolutely go in to grab Osama bin Laden if he were located, President Musharraf quickly responded, no, Pakistani troops would do it. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Investigators are trying to determine if two more deaths may be linked to a nationwide recall of bagged spinach, which may be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. An 86-year-old Maryland woman and a 2-year-old Idaho boy got sick after eating the product. A teenage mother is under arrest in New York City. Police say she had been out drinking and that she put a bucket next to her bed in case she became ill. She went to sleep with her 3-month-old daughter in her arms. The 18-year-old awakened to find the child had drowned in a bucket of vomit.
She has to be a totally awful mother. Totally drunk and coming home like that, knowing that she has a young baby. She shouldn't even come home like that.
That's a woman who lives in her neighborhood. The woman now faces charges of criminally negligent homicide. This is ABC News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad.
No, a Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Oh, oh.
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discovered things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
The Jewish holiday Rosh Hashanah begins at sundown, and in Jerusalem, security is tighter than usual. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
It's the same every year. The high Jewish holidays start with frantic shopping and end with millions of Israelis clogging roads, heading for gut-busting meals, traffic, and a slew of terrorist alerts. Thousands of police man checkpoints and guard malls, even cemeteries. This year, the Jewish holidays coincide with the start of the Muslim fast of Ramadan.
Both religions, this is a fairly sensitive time. Hundreds of people will be praying in the synagogues and the mosques, and therefore police obviously have to take these necessary precautions.
Among those precautions is closing off the West Bank and Gaza. This year, like the last, Israelis and Palestinians will be celebrating separately. Matt Gutman, ABC News, Jerusalem.
That part skim mocha latte with whip is going to cost you more at Starbucks. Coffee seller planning to raise beverages 5% starting October 3rd at all of its company-operated stores in the U.S. and Canada. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 4 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Pretty much a wet weekend all the way through. Partly cloudy today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. The afternoon storms could be severe. High will be around 80 for this evening. Thunderstorms likely. Severe storms may be possible this evening with a low in the mid-60s. For Saturday, look forward to showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s. And Sunday, partly sunny skies and a high around 70. Currently, we have 63 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
The wake up call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Much, much, much to talk about. Much, much, much. Much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. And don't forget that tomorrow, the International Urban Institute meets. That's right. And the address is 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'm so pleased with the turnout that we have. I'm so pleased with the numbers of people that we have that have come out and have put their made their commitment that this is what they are going to do on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. We're going to work and change the political condition of the world that we find ourselves in. We have much business to tend to. So be there tomorrow at the international meeting of the International Urban Institute. 9 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. And also, I want you all to know that I am looking for something. I want to do something a little different on my show. I want to put together a wake-up call band. How cool is that? Anybody out there interested? Why don't you, Howard? Why don't you give me a holla at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Do that. Or, you know what, here's a number for you to call, 367-2743. That's 367-2743. If you're interested in being part of the, or working on or getting involved with the Wake Up Call Band, huh, how cool is that? 367-2743. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
Good morning, Liz. This is Floyd.
Good morning, Floyd.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I think the statement made by Charles Green was unexpected to me. It is.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Just
a man like Chavez, who said things about George Bush, who's the devil, and for somebody like a Democrat and an African man who do something like that to me, that's a slap in the face for all African men. Because I don't like that, Liz.
Floyd, can I let the audience know what we're talking about specifically here? As many of you already know, that Hugo Chavez went to the United Nations, gave a lengthy speech, an interesting speech, and a speech in which he referred to George Bush as the devil, and said he could smell sulfur. And he talked about the imperialism of this administration. And he also talked about how he was not talking about Americans, he was talking about George Bush and his policies. Charlie Rangel held a press conference yesterday, and I, like yourself, Floyd, was very disturbed by it. In the press conference, Charlie Rangel, a man of African descent who represents a Democratic district, he's a United States congressman, and in fact, his congressional district had benefited from the cheap oil that Hugo Chavez brought to his community to help them with the oil prices and warming their homes during the winter. Charlie Rangel held a press conference with an American flag in the background and said, it was the oddest thing. I've seen Charlie Rangel, and he has always been very, very animated. He has always been very clearly passionate. I don't think I've ever seen a speech of Charlie Rangel's where he has been less than very, very passionate and animated. This was an unusual press conference because he wasn't animated. He kept looking down at his podium, what I believed he was looking at for the words. And it was not an animated speech, but the words that he articulated and the words that he spoke were very disturbing. Charlie Rangel said, and again, I underscore that he's an African man because I don't get this. Charlie Rangel said that Hugo Chavez cannot come to the United States, to my country, and criticize my president. You can't do that. And I said to myself, Floyd, when I heard him say that, did we just move out of the United States?
That's right.
Can anybody say what they need to say in the United States of America? Don't we have a First Amendment? I mean, there are exceptions. You can't yell fire in a burn. You can't yell fire in a theater. Mm-hmm. But you certainly can call the president a name.
That's right.
And particularly one that you believe is a descriptive. I mean, we had people that in Katrina said to the vice president of the United States, a word beginning with F and the phrase ending U. So I heard it myself. And it was also on Spike Lee's documentary. He said that, and it was okay for him to say that to the face of the Vice President of the United States. What do you mean somebody can't say that George Bush is the devil. And a black man's going to say, you can't call my president that? It was like we're in La La Land.
But you know, Liz, it's the same way about Nancy Pelosi that you talk about on your show over the years about that you don't deputize other people. Here's a woman who's supposed to be the minority leader in the House of Representatives and supposed to show respect for other people. That sound like a slap in the face about all of us saying about black folks is bad, isn't it?
Well,
I don't like that.
Well, and what Nancy Pelosi said is that Hugo Chavez is a thug.
Mm-hmm.
And what, again, I can understand logically the things that George Bush has done and articulated that are consistent with extreme devilment, therefore resulting in the conclusion of the devil to kill tens of thousands of innocent people and not bother to count their bodies. That's devilment.
All right, Liz, you have a good week.
All right, you take care of yourself, Floyd. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Oh, we're going to take a break, but we're going to be back. We have much business to tend to. You know what? You need to get to me. You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else indeed. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, and lawnmowers, and tractors, and leaf mulchers, and washing machines, and dishwashers, and microwaves, and big refrigerators, and little refrigerators, television sets, DVD players, treadmills, you name it, they have it. The best prices in town, the best customer service in town, and the best location, 3425 Union. My name is Liz Brown. Get on over to 3425 Union Sears. Get your shop on. Where else?
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Connect Care is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of Connect Care's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At Connect Care, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Grabbing me, plane fell from the sky. We trying to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, listen to your voice. A woman's trying to make decisions, we should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives or dies? Breathes or stops? All this judgments on other lives needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking. On my knees, still waiting for my own salvation. Now I feel abandoned. Cause rap you can and say I'm greedy. You can take my taxes, send me to war, but can't feed me. It's so easy to regret things after they done. Babies catching murder cases, scared to laugh in the sun. The tragedy is that we all need love in doses. In times like these, we feel closest. The good die young. In times like these, we feel close. The good die young. Rest in peace, God bless the dead.
The good die young. The good die young. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. My name is Liz Brown, and I'm looking for the wake-up call band. That's what I'm looking for. You interested? 367-2743. That's 367-2743. Or email me at revolution@lizbrown. LizBrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. All right, Howard. Mike, good morning.
How you doing, young lady?
I am outstanding. How are you?
I'm all right. You know what? To summarize a few little excerpts for the last 6-7 years, our president has been expressing the fact he's going to kill certain individuals.
That's right. Dead or alive. He said dead or alive.
And not only did he say he was going to kill them, he killed them.
Yes, he did.
And they dripped themselves in the success of their blood, and if somebody says something to them about what they're doing, then they act like they have created a death threat against him.
And hasn't George Bush and people in his administration gone to other countries and called people out their names?
Matter of fact, after they got through calling them out their name, they killed them.
And didn't they kill the son of Saddam Hussein?
Yes,
and his grandbaby,
yes,
and there was no remorse, there was no sadness. In fact, they showed the picture of their dead bodies on TV like it was that's entertainment.
And would not show not one dead casket, one casket coming
that's
back
correct.
Of a dead soldier coming
that's
back
correct.
From Iraq.
That's correct.
And the carnage that they spread around when they, say an individual's in a bunker, you don't know how many troops were in a bunker. They put a bunker buster bomb on the bunker. They never counted the dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's their grave, and
mm-hmm.
that's where they'll be
mm-hmm.
until they find out that there's some gold down there, and they'll mm-hmm. go dig them up.
Or oil. I'm going to
buy them or something.
Or
that's
oil.
That's the way you're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Take care of yourself, Mike. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. How you doing?
Outstanding.
Yeah. The thing about... America is afraid of what's going on in the world. People are using the word, I'm going to take care of my people without Exxon or any of these large corporations. And they are afraid that they cannot buy, these men cannot be bought, seemingly to me. This Iranian president and Chavez, these men cannot be bought and then turn their people into slaves. And the big government in America and the corporations are afraid of it. South America has been raped for 50 years with Dole and all these other companies. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
And the oil companies have raped South America. The same with Cuba. They're mad at Cuba. Cuba is very rich in oil. The same oil deposit they found in that Mexico area mm-hmm. is right off the shore of Cuba. So these men want to put people in power that they can put their, that they'll enslave their people. And these men are not going to do this anymore to their people. And America's afraid of it because big business cannot run and make billions of dollars without enslaving the people using puppet dictators and puppet men to do this. So this is what it's all about.
Mm.
And it's going to get worse because America's going to try to stamp out this type of mentality.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Yeah, it'd be comical if it wasn't so sad about the American people and our president. He gets people say, oh, you shouldn't call our president names. But he's axis of evil.
That's correct.
The Muslims are less than human.
We're going to engage in a crusade.
Yeah, and then they're hell, you know the rhetoric. It's just it's comical that we think that we're always right, and the rest of the world is just like a bunch of trash. I mean, these people don't have feelings.
And they're everybody else is removed from the human existence. George
you
Bush.
You hit it right on the head. From the human existence.
George Bush said out of his mouth that we're going to go kill Saddam Hussein because he wanted to kill my daddy. You know, y'all need to work your own issues out. Why are you dragging my country into a war? Because of what you say somebody said to your daddy.
The thing that's so comical is we're going to give them democracy if we have to kill every one of them.
And we're not going to count the bodies.
Yeah, and this is a double standard here or something. I don't know how to describe it.
It's horrible. It is horrible. And how can any American say that it is wrong for somebody in America to exercise free speech?
I'll get off here after this. Where is it our place to change their government? It's those people's place. Now, if the Chinese decided, well, we don't like the way the Democrats and Republicans are treating the voters over there. They don't have medical care. We're going to go over and change their form of government. How
there
would
you
like that?
There you go.
We'd be in the street shooting, too.
There you go.
Have a good weekend.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. Joseph.
How you doing, Liz?
I am outstanding. How are you?
I'm fine. I want to comment about the Chavez speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it shows is that how much people around the world dislike George Bush, and they see the truth that what he's doing, you know, except the people here in America, you know, don't seem to see the truth of what George Bush is doing. What he has done has made it hard for Americans to travel around the world, especially white Americans. They cannot go play in the Middle East anymore, you know, because of the hatred that George Bush had caused amongst the third world countries, you know. And it's a shame that we as American citizens have to suffer from the actions of him.
And American citizens need to understand that we are being judged by, evaluated by the company that we keep. This
right.
administration is the company that we are keeping, and it is an intolerant administration. It is a racist administration. It is a greedy, a gluttonous administration, and it is a lawless, lawless, lawless administration. And the world not only recognizes it, but the world has suffered as a result of it.
Right, and you're absolutely right, Leah. And continue the good work, and I'll continue listening to you.
Thanks for your call. Right. We live in we live in very, very, very dangerous times. Dangerous times. Dwight.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's a shame Charlie Rangel did what he did.
Ooh, did you hear it?
Oh,
did
my
you,
God.
Did you see
you know,
it?
This guy spent all these years talking about black issues, pushing for black issues. Even in 2000, did he not stand with everybody else and say the president stole the election?
That is correct.
He's on the radio, on the air, talking about my president.
My president.
Now,
and
let me think.
Go ahead.
Hugo Chavez, isn't this the same guy who offered Katrina victims relief with gas and everything else, and the U.S. said no?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Cuba that offered it to doctors and nurses, and the U.S. said no?
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know right there that George Bush could care less about African-American people, number one. Number two, and then Nancy Pelosi, I think she might have just lost the election for the Democrats, tell you the truth.
Here's the thing.
Poor people would recognize her for what she said. Hugo Chavez is a thug, but Hugo Chavez represents all the poor people around the world standing up to the big bully.
Yeah, he does.
And a lot of people don't understand. Hugo Chavez is really saying, just like the president of Bolivia and everybody else who coming up by themselves, who say we don't need the U.S. We got China, Russia, and everybody else want to buy the same thing that the U.S. want to buy.
Hugo Chavez. His color is just like my color.
Right.
Okay, his color is no different than my brother's colors. Okay, the color of his skin is no different than. So when I hear any person outside of my race referring to someone who looks like me as a thug, I understand all of the hundreds of years of race intolerance, of racism, of stereotyping that goes behind the choice of those words.
And don't
who
it seem
she's
like
speaking
anybody
to?
Of color that stand up becomes a thug.
Well, apparently that's so. Apparently that is so. And remember, this is the Democratic side of the aisle. And what that says, Dwight, and I want to really try to underscore this in the best way that I can. What we out here in the real world want in the democratic process, given what the Republican Party has done to the world and to our country. And we want Democrats that are going to stand up and say, it is unacceptable, it is wrong, we are going to get rid of this type of intolerance, hate, incompetency, and gluttony. And instead, Nancy Pelosi calls a black man a thug and says that she wants to work in a bipartisan way with the Republicans when the Democrats take over.
And we should be standing in opposition and make our position clear, but I'm telling you.
Well, Nancy Pelosi should have said, you know what, just like the aftermath of Katrina, you cannot stand next to a house that's been blown off its foundation and say, I want to work in partisanship with the house that's been blown off of it, off its land. You say, we got to clean up the mess that was made. And if you ain't with us in cleaning up the mess that has been made, then we're gonna step over you and get the job done. You don't say I'm gonna work with a hurricane.
Right.
You say I'm gonna clean up the mess after it.
Now I'm gonna take you back just a little bit to the Lebanon-Israeli war, and it was profound to me to hear this lady on TV from Lebanon pleading, asking. Guess what she said? Could President Clinton please come help us?
Taking a break. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's weather for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. It looks like a wet weekend, partly cloudy, chance of showers today. Storms may be severe this afternoon, high around 80. This evening, thunderstorms likely. Storms may be severe with a low in the lower 60s. Then on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 70s. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high around 70. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 63 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. Take another look at your ABC National News and some more weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Have you felt marked by some past behavior or by a bodily ailment that seems to be undeniably part of who you are? Find out why it's not as personal as it seems to be, and why that understanding can make a big difference when it comes to your health and happiness. That's on the next radio edition of the Christian Science Sentinel.
The Christian Science Sentinel, Sundays at 1 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, Josh.
Here to pick up Tommy?
No, here to pick on Tommy. I'm the class bully.
What?
McGruff, the crime dog here. Bullies don't just introduce themselves. When kids worry about bullying, you have to read the clues. They may avoid school. Grades may drop. How do you stop bullies? With words. To your kid, school officials, or concerned parents. And by going to McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Lucille Mitchell of the Bible Answer Crusade broadcast. The Seventh-day Adventist churches in the St. Louis area present the broadcast every Sunday morning. The focus of the program lies in the areas of health, family, prophecy, and the gospel. For information that you can use in your own life, listen every Sunday morning at 9 for the Bible Answer Crusade broadcast right here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Baile para que, baile musebetsi, baile para que, baile musebetsi, makanisi konango, sa kwanta elena.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Al.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Listen, that congressman, he must be forgetting a whole lot of things. Aren't we the ones that have to register and get Congress approval every so many years? to be a voter in this country?
Actually, let me correct you just for a second. That has been internet a misconstruction of what's going on. Let me put it out here. What happens every 25 years as part of the Civil Rights Act, there is a component of the Civil Rights Act that deals specifically with states that have been historically egregious in their efforts to keep black people from voting, from poll taxes to literacy taxes or tests and all of that. So every 25 years, those particular states are evaluated because as a result of the Civil Rights Voting Act, those states cannot make any changes to their voting requirements without going through the Justice Department. So every 25 years we look and see, do those states still have to go through the Justice Department to make any changes in their voting requirements? And so every 25 years we evaluate that. We don't evaluate every 25 years whether or not black people get to vote. That's not accurate.
Well, let me also ask this. Is it also in the Constitution that we are one-third citizen?
No.
That's not in the Constitution no more?
You mean two-thirds of a human being?
Sure.
There have been subsequent amendments that challenge that. That changed that.
Well, see, all of this showed me that this is still not our country.
Oh, and please don't. I'm with you in terms of the historical connection to people of African descent. This is a nation that has no other group of people in the history of the United States have had an entire every level of the country directed at the elimination or the minimizing of a people, from laws to criminal acts to practices to beliefs. To actions, absolutely. The relationship of people of African descent, people that were stolen from Africa and brought here to bring free labor and to make this country, it's a discussion of whether or not of how American America considers us.
And they really don't, really. If you just want to hear the truth, and I just want to remind people, it wasn't that long ago that we had white only toilet and black only this. Okay.
There is a man who was enslaved in America till as late as 1963, enslaved in America, and that didn't happen with a single act of one racist, greedy family. They had law enforcement that supported that. There was a community of people that supported that. So absolutely, the legacy of this country has yet to be dealt with, and certainly has it not been compensated for.
One more thing. Danny Glover, I feel he can have any friend he'll want if America can't embrace the Klan when they was doing all the lynching. Surely Danny Glover can embrace Chavez as his friend. Have a good day.
Wait a minute. Danny Glover does call Chavez his friend, right?
Yes,
he does.
Embraced him as his friend and his brother.
That's right.
But most Americans, some Americans, let me correct that, some Americans feel like because he called Bush the devil,
I like your point.
He shouldn't be friends with this guy, but Bush haven't really done anything for blacks if you just want to hear the truth.
Thanks for your observations. And I'd like to just take a step, a further step with the last callers, with Al's comments. Think about it. This is a country that says that we as a nation need to put past Klan's membership past us. We need to make amends with that past. We need to understand that those were the times that we live in, and we can have relationships with those people. So tell me why that you can't have a relationship with a man who was elected democratically by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, hundreds of thousands of people. Lee.
Yes, Liz, how are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, with the congressman's comment.
Talking about Congressman Rangel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I continue to see and find that it continues to show me two things. One thing is how those of us who are of African descent and who are politicians who are in places of so-called power are not representing us whatsoever. And the second thing is of how you have, it's how you stand, how is it that we have people who talk and stand for everything that Bush has done? I mean, what is it you say, one of your favorite things is when people tell you who they are, believe them.
Fact.
And Bush's entire time he's been in office, he showed us again and again and again and again of who he is and who he does and doesn't like. And I mean, those
and how far he is willing to go to have his way.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to. I don't think, you know, all those comments are put out there. I still believe that people as a whole don't have a problem with the comment of Hugo Chavez.
I don't think that they do. I don't think that, first of all, why should any American have a concern about it? Because it's the exercise, the purest exercise of freedom of speech.
Agreed.
Secondly, there are people that have said far worse about George Bush. I've seen the bumper stickers. There are bumper stickers out here that I cannot repeat on the air of things that, and T-shirts, you know, and tattoos. So, I mean, there are plenty of people out here that have said and done all kinds of things with respect to the characterization of George Bush. Why should the geographical location of the comment make any difference in the country that is all about free speech?
Well, you know, it's strictly because, as you and a couple of the callers have already stated, the fact that you have those particular countries, those particular gentlemen who basically are in power in those countries, they are not looking at the boots of this government. They are self-sufficient. They don't need the U.S. for anything, and they've been able to control and take care of their economy and their people without the U.S.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Mrs. Brown.
Good morning.
Yes, Mrs. Brown, what Mr. Chavez said about Bush, that's just another way to keep the masses of people of the world divided. It's because the man spoke for the poor and in a way that poor people can unite and understand. You see, so they always divide. This is the way the European does. When they use labels like the civilized world and the uncivilized world, the European, they're talking about the Europeans that is civilized. But the third world, the Asians, the Africans, and all of these people, they are uncivilized. And then when you look at what happened with Jesse Jackson and Minister Farrakhan, Minister Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson, all the man said, well, hey, I'm going to be with you, brother. I just want to be your security guard for you. And what did they do? They found the word that Minister Farrakhan said, and the Jews cut them loose. You understand? Hey, Jesse Jackson had to let him go. Now, we are all black. Don't let a religion separate us. It's because that's not the way that the Europeans are using it. You know, it was Christian peoples who killed the Jews, not Muslim. You know, Hitler belonged to the Catholic Church. They can get along with that. And they're not talking about, is it a big Holocaust so much?
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. On a completely different topic, I just want to throw this out here. I don't know. Is this a measurement of the world that we find ourselves in? I don't know. And I don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy. I don't want to sound like I'm square, because I'm not. But I am gravely concerned about this new soft drink. And the soft drink is called a high energy drink. and the name of it is cocaine. That's the name of the drink. It has, cocaine is 350% stronger than Red Bull. Now, there's a conversation that is not being had about this cocaine drink and Red Bull and all of those drinks like that, is the extraordinary amount of caffeine in those drinks and the health hazards of all of that. But I don't know. Has America just said, you know, you can push anything on me? See, y'all thought that pimp juice was something that was just going to be directed towards one part of our society. The easing of what we should be resistant to. Names aside, I mean, I think you cannot tell me that putting a drink out called cocaine does not legitimize cocaine. Of course it does. Give me some cocaine. Can I have a six-pack of cocaine? Yeah, you got a straw. Can I have a straw for my cocaine? Of course it eases the understanding of it. And my concern, of course, is to what, and not just young people, but all people, to the acceptance of this. You know? Yeah, the first thing I get out of do in the morning and get out of bed is have my cocaine. There's a drink now, an energy drink called cocaine. You know? I'd like to buy the world some cocaine. We're going down a slippery slope. A slippery, slippery, slippery slope. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. To Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs. OJ Photo Supply, a standard of quality service since 1970. 8338 Olive. Cameras, digital cameras, photo restorations. What's the best film for my camera? OJ Photo Supply can answer your questions. OJ Photo Supply, 8338 Olive, 991-5550. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Radio Mix. Hola, nueva. Radio Mix. Nuevo concepto. In Radio. La música que a ti te gusta. El torneo que te encanta. Por la nueva de San Luis. Con todos los éxitos del momento. Todos los domingos. De 6 a 8 de la noche. Radio Mix. Por el 920 AM. Escucha a través de la red electrónica. En internet. WGNU.net. Todos los domingos. De 6 a 8.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Baby, please don't cry. You gotta keep your head up. Even when the road is hard, never give up. Baby, don't cry. You gotta keep your head up. Even when the road is hard, never give up. Baby, don't cry.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. Bill.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, I see some irony in the deal with Mr. Rangel. I've always admired the man for being straightforward, but this last thing he pulled, I don't know. When Fidel Castro came to the United States the last time, the first and last time, he stayed in Harlem at the Teresa Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Brown, the ex-Secretary of Commerce, his father owned that hotel.
That's right.
So Rangel, you know, he's really loose on this one because he's been living in Harlem all his life.
But you know why? This is my belief of why he did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I think he did it?
Why?
Because here's the thing. Nancy Pelosi wants to be Speaker of the House.
Okay.
She wants to be the first female Speaker of the House. She has historically been pulling black people in line in order to get to the majority of this. She told the black caucus to shut up and sit down, that the Democratic caucus takes the lead on the Katrina response.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that she has said to Charlie Rangel, if you want your chairmanship once we take majority control of this Congress, then you need to distance yourself from this man. Because I'm going to go out in front and I'm going to pave the way for this distance. I'm going to show those Republicans that we're just like them, and I'm going to call Hugo Chavez a thug, and Charlie, you better back me up on this and distance yourself because you won't get your chairmanship if you don't do this.
One quick one and I'll leave. It looks like the sports writers and the sportscasters have been wrong. The two men who wrote the book exposing Bonds, alleging that Bonds used steroids, have just been sentenced to 18 months in the federal penitentiary for not disclosing their leaks from the federal grand jury for the quotes they used in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that ironic, too?
God's plan is better.
Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. I'm looking for a wake-up call. Band. B-A-N-D. Band. Are you interested? Holla at me at 367-2743. That's 367-2743. Holla at me, and maybe we can get something going. How would you like to be on a band with me every morning on the show? How much fun would that be? Holla at me, 367-2743. Or you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. Don't forget that Saturday is the International Urban Institute. The address, 1020 North Taylor. The time, 9 a.m. Be there. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me, huh? I guess the Pope Benedict, you know, former Hitler Youth, is going to meet with Muslim ambassadors to the Vatican and Italian Islamic leaders on Monday to try and calm things down. Then, and I quote, "The purpose of this meeting is to relaunch dialogue with the Islamic world." They're going to meet at the Pope's summer palace in Gastel Gandolfo. That's where they are going to meet. It's time for a meeting, I must say. It's time for a meeting. But what is interesting is that I still haven't heard the Pope apologize. "I'm sorry you're tripping" is not an apology. "I'm sorry you tripping" is not an apology. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get to me. Doris.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Pretty good. You know what baffles me is that this president who talks so tough, bring it on.
Dead or alive.
Who can't seem to take a small little insult. In fact, he was there with these two men. Hugo and the head of Iran. And this man who says, bring it on, sends our young men, 18 and 20 years old, to bring it on. He can't take a little bit of insult, not at all, and he can't stand up for himself. This man and Karl Rove and his administration, they have demonized people from the time they got into office.
Starting with us. Didn't they call Lieberman sore loser? What were the names that they called John Kerry?
There you go.
I mean, let's talk about the words that were used to describe your opponents
mm-hmm.
on your way to stealing the election.
That's what I'm saying.
They took a veteran
who was supposed to be honored.
That's correct.
And demonized him to the point where, you know, compared to George Bush was supposed to be God, and this man was supposed to be unpatriotic.
And the devil.
And the devil. And how many times have you heard Bush call somebody evil?
And Hugo Chavez was kind of funny at the end of his speech. He said, "Oh, I've got to bring my speech to an end. I've got to go meet up with an access of evil."
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
So why can't you have that kind of? Why can't you respond in that kind of humoristic way?
And that's what I'm saying. And so I'm somewhat disappointed in Rangel because it sort of brings to mind. You can't talk about my master like that. My master has me in the house, and he's beating the heck out of me. But you can't do that to my master. Don't do that to my.
I didn't feel it that way, Doris. I didn't feel it that way because I don't believe that that's what he meant at all. I believe that it was bad because what he was doing, he was being so craven
mm-hmm.
in order to get his position as the chairman of a committee if the Democrats take over the House, that he was being so craven in that effort that he was going to denounce or distance himself from everything that he had done before. I don't think at all that Charlie Rangel looks at George Bush like that. I think that he believes that he is taking a necessary evil step in order to get to his position.
Well, you know what?
And that's evil. That's bad, too.
That's the case, and it probably is. But what bothers me more is that George Bush and his administration has weakened the country to the degree that we can... that they put us in the position where we can be insulted like this.
Insulted like this, and how about this, Doris? And the insults be kind of dead on.
Well, yeah,
you know what?
It hurts to see something like that because we are in this country, and I know people are going to say, I hate George Bush because of it, but George Bush needs some of this, you know. They've dished it out for so long,
mm-hmm.
and now it seems like, you know how your mother always say, or, you know, if you can dish it out, you got to learn how to take it.
Fact. Fact, fact. Beautiful, Doris. You are absolutely right. You are and again, I will point to and try to underscore the response of Hugo Chavez. He responded to what George Bush has said about him with humor.
Exactly.
You know, so apparently he can dish it out and he can take it.
Well, the thing is, if George Bush can send our young men, and whenever I watch on the Sunday morning show, sometimes I watch that George Stephanopoulos show, and you see the ages of these young men and women who have died over there, and they've gone mano-a-mano, toe-to-toe with the enemy, and George Bush, they're acting like he's a little baby, he can't take it. You know, just a few words, that's all it is, and people are getting very upset.
Mm-hmm.
What if George Bush actually had to go face-to-face with Hugo?
Oh, or as the president of Iran said, you know what? We'll talk about this issue of nuclear weapons, and we'll do it on your television.
There you go.
Let's have a debate on it. You mano a mano.
There you go.
Mano a mano. And what did George say? That's ridiculous. What part of ridiculous is that?
Instead, they did everything they could to avoid having these people come face to face.
Fact.
They're right there in the same
Fact.
Building. Same city,
Fact.
And they did everything possible to keep them from coming face to face.
Hey, Doris, did we see any bring it on from Boy George?
That's what keeps coming to mind. He talks tough, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Day, all of those good things.
Uh-huh.
And everything. And that's what his people should remember, that George Bush is the one who says bring it on.
And they brought it on, now what? Now you're going to say, that's not fair.
That's not fair. There you go.
Thank you, Doris.
Thank you.
Max.
Yeah, real quick, George Bush's sense of humor is bad nicknames and frat boy put downs.
Turd Blossom.
Now, etiquette aside, and yes, Hugo Chavez was grinning the whole time, although our media does not report that.
Mm-hmm. He was having fun.
Nancy Pelosi and Congressman Rangel sort of lost themselves on this.
Yes, they did.
Are they still afraid that if the Democrats didn't say they didn't like this, that they were going to be... I'm sure Limbaugh would have said that they were in favor. But listen to the things, not that George Bush personally, but his people have said about Nancy Pelosi, the things they have said about Rangel. And as the lady pointed out before, what they have said about how about someone who lost three of his limbs in a wheelchair, Max Cleland. Now, George Bush never said those things personally, but his people did, and he does not disavow it. Now, real quick, I'm going to go to Jesse Jackson. Can you imagine? Okay, you remember when Robertson, the Reverend Robertson, made his remarks about Hugo. We might as well kill Hugo Chavez.
We should assassinate
him. Might as well do it. And the White House sort of distanced itself. And then the mainstream media report. The White House never condemned that.
That's
but
right.
Can you imagine if Jesse Jackson, or someone like Jesse Jackson, a little bit left of center, had said that, I can't even think of a, for instance, who they'd want assassinated. But imagine if Jesse Jackson had said that some head of state should be assassinated. This White House would have come down on him like a ton of bread, and they wouldn't have let their surrogates do it, although their surrogates would have. Tony Snow or someone like him would have condemned him from that podium. Hey, have a good weekend.
Take care of yourself, Max. Car phone.
Yes, Liz, how are you this morning?
You have 10 seconds.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it Charlie Rangel that started a petition a year or two ago to impeach George Bush?
That is correct.
Yeah, so I understand his statements, the comments that he made.
Mm.
And again, you know, Jesus Christ was persecuted, so I don't think George Bush is any higher than Jesus Christ, so people can say whatever they want to say about him.
Back. I'll be back. Stay with me.
All men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Olvinger. President Bush is meeting now with his Pakistani counterpart, and at the top of their agenda is a comment that a member of the president's team may or may not have made. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
President Musharraf claims the U.S. threatened to bomb Pakistan back to the Stone Age if it didn't cooperate in the war on terrorism. Dan Bartlett of the Bush White House confirms that Pakistan was, well, warned.
We deployed a new doctrine after 9/11, which is basically to say you're either with the terrorists or you're against the terrorists. And we made that very clear.
Pakistan's rugged mountains along the Afghan border may still be the hiding place for Osama bin Laden. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The President and Senate Republicans can now agree on what can and cannot be done when terror suspects are interrogated.
What the President got is the assurance that this CIA interrogation program is going to be able to go forward and that he was going to be able to spell out, under the president's constitutional powers, the kinds of techniques he believed that the interrogators could use mm-hmm. that fall short of the torture.
ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent George Stephanopoulos. It's back to business at Baltimore Washington International Airport. Two of the terminals were evacuated earlier today after a security screener found a gun in a bag. Authorities checked the concourses and reopened
them. They're in the process of rescreening passengers, and they will allow them back on to both concourses A and B so that they can proceed with their normal travel.
Carol Stewart, a spokeswoman for BWI. First, it was Walmart, and now Target says it's dropping prices on its generic drugs, selling some for as low as $4 a month. It's only in Florida's Tampa Bay area, but if the program is successful, Walmart could expand it, and that probably means Target could, too. ABC News Money Scope, the Dow is down 16 points in early going, and the NASDAQ is off 15 points. This is ABC News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, well, Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Oh, oh.
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discovered things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
If you're expecting, it's another reason to make sure that you take the best possible care of yourself. A British study finds the lower a baby's weight at birth, the higher his or her blood pressure could be as an adult. If you think you're paying a lot for Starbucks coffee beverages now, just wait. Here's ABC Stephen Portnoy.
Cappuccinos and lattes will cost you more at Starbucks starting next month. Every cup of coffee from a tall drip to a venti mocha will be another nickel. It's not the cost of coffee, it's the cost of doing business. Higher energy prices are among the driving forces. It's the first price hike in 2 years for a chain known for its fancy cups of joe. The smallest regular Starbucks coffee already costs at least $1.40. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
Play schools are calling more than 250,000 tool bench toys. Two little boys choked to death on plastic nails sold with the team talking tool bench. Company is asking parents to remove the toy nail, says without them, the bench is perfectly safe. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 4 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's check your forecast for this weekend. For today, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Thunderstorms may be severe this afternoon with a high around 80. For this evening, thunderstorms likely with a low in the mid-60s. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the upper 70s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high around 70. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 65 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 66 in clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your ABC Top of the Hour news and your forecast in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. Our power. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
I will never say that progress is made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
Revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
This so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. And you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU or 454-0400. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You know what? I think that we live in amazing times. I think that we live in a time where we have the guy that is in the White House that believes that, just like it's bully-esque. Let me say that again. Bully-esque. That there is a dude in the White House that believes that he can call everybody out their name, whose mama believes that she can insult people with impunity, that he can call people access of evil. He can call people thugs. He can say, we want these people dead or alive. He can say, bring it on. He can say to the Muslim world that we're on a crusade. He can say that I should be able to torture who I want when I want and I shouldn't have to be punished for this. That kind of tough talking, leave no prisoners behind, at least not after you torture them. Dude, you gonna get trippy over somebody calling you the devil? Come on now. Remember, we've brought democracy to the world, right? Although it's democracy with a bullet. Not the one that you learned about in History 101. It's democracy with a bullet. And the first tenet of a democracy is a First Amendment. No, he didn't call this man a racial slur, did not, because that would be intolerable. He didn't even cross the bounds of the social propriety. He did not call his mama a name. He didn't talk about his sister. You know, I mean, he didn't do any of that. He said, the devil is right at home. The devil himself is right in the house. Hugo Chavez said, and the devil came here yesterday, the devil came here, and he crossed himself. And he says, and it smells of sulfur. He said, yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, from this rostrum, the President of the United States, the gentleman to whom I refer to as the devil, came here talking as if he owned the world, truly, as the owner of the world. Hugo Chavez said, I think we should call a psychiatrist. I did. We had one on my show. He said, I think we should call a psychiatrist to analyze yesterday's statement made by the President of the United States as a spokesman of imperialism. He came to share his nostrums, to try and preserve the current pattern of domination, exploitation, and pillage of the peoples of the world. Okay. Hugo Chavez, then he went a little Western. He showed he did his homework. He said, as an Alfred Hitchcock movie could use it as a scenario. I would even propose a title, The Devil's Recipe. Come on now. What you mad at? How come you can't respond to that? Jeff.
He is El Diablo. You know, most Christians in America today are so deceived. If we can't see that George Bush is really not who he says he is, Liz, then we're lost. We really are. What more can you say? Hugo Chavez is right on.
And here's the thing. And how do you, Jeff, how would you describe yourself politically? Are you to the left, to the right?
I am ultra-right, but my Republican elephant's upside down. With his feet up in the air.
What are you going to do, Jeff, in the November election? What are you going to do?
You know what? I have no idea what I'm going to do, Liz, because I can't vote for Jim Talent. My goodness, he's not for the people.
He cut food stamps. Jeff, he cut food stamps.
It's unbelievable what's going on in this country today, Liz. I'm ashamed to be an American. And I just got to say, God bless Hugo Chavez, because he's right on. And but, you know, you talk to most people who are in the Christian conservative community today, and they think George is who he claims to be, and he's not. Simple as that.
Not even close. He couldn't even spell what he's supposed to be.
You're right. I'm just flabbergasted. What more can you say? And had Al Gore tried to do what George Bush has done successfully, they would have run him out of town. And that's why I believe they installed George Bush. Remember, folks, he wasn't elected.
That's fact. Jeff, thank you so much.
Here, Liz.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. And there's a reason we call it that. Stay with us. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else? Where else? Where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, oh my goodness, big screen television, little screen television, DVD players, all at 3425 Union. Get on over to Sears. Talk to Jerome Williams. Get your shop on. Get your needs met. Get them met at a great price. Get a great deal and get to that great location at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. My name is Liz Brown. When you get to Sears at 3425 Union, tell them I told you to.
Radio Mix. Hola, Nora. This is Radio Mix. Nuevo concepto en radio. La música que te gusta. El toreo que te encanta. Por la nueva de San Luis. Con todos los éxitos del momento. Todos los domingos. De 6 a 8 de la noche. Radio Mix. Por el 920 AM. Escucha a través de la red electrónica. En internet. WGNU.net. Todos los domingos. De 6 a 8.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, ooh, baby, just to hear you speak. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Be like a queen, a queen upon her throne.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me at 1-877-920-WGNU, or you can call me at 454-0400, or you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Hugo Chavez said in his address to the UN on September 20th, he says that I think that the first people who should read the book, The Imperialist Strategy of the United States by Noam Chomsky. Hugo Chavez said, I think that the first people should read this book are our brothers and sisters in the United States, because their threat is right in their own house. The devil is right at home. The devil himself is right in the house. And the devil came here yesterday. Yesterday, the devil came right here. And that's when the audience laughed and clapped. Smatterings of laughter, smatterings of clapping. He said, right here. And then he crosses himself. And it still smells of sulfur today. Noam Chomsky says clearly right here, and in depth, the American empire is doing all that it can to consolidate its system of domination. And we cannot allow them to do that. We cannot allow world dictatorship to be consolidated. The world's parent statement, cynical, hypocritical, full of this imperial hypocrisy from the need they have to control everything. I don't know everything, Liz, y'all. You know, Liz Brown does not know everything. But what part of that is wrong about this administration and wanting to dominate everything and everyone? Jean.
Oh, Liz?
Yes?
I am shocked at Charlie Ringo.
Isn't it just jaw-dropping? Isn't it just a disappointment? I'm telling you, it's about him wanting Nancy Pelosi saying, in order to get your seat, you need to distance yourself from this man, and he did it.
Oh, man.
You know what, Jean? I would recommend that you email him or call him and tell him how disappointed you are.
I am. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think about these preachers? I think some of them are false prophets because they're out here praising George Bush.
Scary, ain't it?
It is very scary, and people believe them. And,
have you heard about this? There's a new documentary out. It's called Jesus Camp. And it's about an evangelical woman putting together this Christian camp for children to teach them how to fight and die for Christianity. Some of the children are worshiping at a photograph of George Bush.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. Well, I want to tell you, the younger generation, my younger daughter,
mm-hmm.
She is.
How old is she?
Doing an essay on World War II.
How old is she, Jean?
And she is 28.
Okay.
And she said, Mom, I don't understand World War II, how the people could be so dumb as to let a guy like Hitler get into office and dictate, be a dictator. I said, well, I think you're looking at one right now.
What did she say?
And she says, oh, Mom, she says, oh, I got to read some more. That's what she said. And I said, well, you read about it, honey. And I says, let me know if I can help you, because I went through war. I was a kid during World War II. I seen what we went through. I seen what Hitler did. And really, I had four uncles in the service at that time. And they were telling me what was going on in the camps and the Japanese, what they were doing to our prisoners, and it was terrible. But I think this is going to be even worse, Liz.
It really is. We are living in very, very, very bad times.
We are.
And people don't, and far too many people do not appreciate what the situation that we're in, or Gene, far too many people are not willing to step up to the plate and do the work that we need to put an end to this.
Oh, that's for sure.
You know, that was your granddaughter or your daughter? Your youngest daughter?
Yes.
Okay, is she registered to vote?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so she'll be voting in the next election, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well then, you know, the thing for her to do is to encourage people to do that, because Jim Talent has voted 97% of the time with George Bush. Is there anybody in the world, Gene, that you agree with 97% of the time?
Oh, not on your life.
Okay, so then how scary is it that Jim Talent agrees with George Bush 97% of the time?
It's very scary.
There you go. All right, Gene.
Thank you.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mary. Mary.
Yeah, you know, Liz, you know, the fruit don't fall very far from the tree.
I don't think that that's the best way to say it, Mary. I would say that the nut doesn't fall very far from the
tree. Well, you're right. Let me tell you one thing. You got to think of his background. His mother went to Russia and came back, and she said that nobody should have more than two children. And if have a midwife around if there's others take them. And the daddy had said about the prison, he said, why keep them in prison all the time? It costs too much money. Get rid of them. Now, you see what he's thinking, how he's thinking?
All right.
How can he think any different?
All right. Thanks for your call, Mary. 1-877-920-WGNU. Eugene.
Yeah, you know, last hour you talked about name calling, and you have to understand the nature of violence. Usually first comes the name calling, and then comes the violence.
Mm.
And, you know, when you talk about fair play, you have to understand. You know, for example, that incident, that little thing you had with the Klan. First came the name calling, and then came the threat on your life.
That's correct.
And you know, you told, you know, law enforcement and people on the radio how this situation was going. So you don't want to see anybody gang up on anybody, do you?
Mm.
Yeah, because you could have been victimized by something like that yourself, and you're a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they had the bombs, they had the guns, they had the weapons.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm saying, see? But make no mistake about it, when somebody is calling you names, bad names, and you don't stop it at that level, I can almost promise you what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's violence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I had to say. I'm listening to the show.
All right now.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. Mary.
Okay, I want to just mention how we should think in terms of being proactive and writing these two people, Pelosi and writing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if we could all just write. It doesn't have to be a long letter, just a few lines.
That's right.
We disagree. We do. You should not, like some of the constituents, if we know some, or talk to them.
That's right.
But people know how to word things, and
that's
it
right.
Doesn't have to be long. And if they don't want to send an email because they don't want the email to get out with their name on it, just jot them a line.
You know what? Pick up the phone. You know what? And tell you what, I'm going to, during this next break, I'm going to go get Charlie Rangel's phone number, and I'm going to get Charlie Rangel's, I will do that in the next break, because folks need to call Charlie Rangel and tell him that you were wrong, and we're disappointed in you, and you need to take it back. Since when can't someone in America exercise free speech? Mm-hmm. Shame on you, Charlie.
That's right. Shame on you. That's right. And be sure to include that.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right now.
All righty.
1-877-920-WGNU. Margaret.
Yes, I haven't heard your whole program this morning, but I was wondering if anyone called in about the official from the CDC yesterday proposing that everyone in the United States be tested for AIDS, but the first group of people that he mentioned
were
gays and people in economically deprived neighborhoods.
So what? Rich people don't have sex.
He did not mention them. He mentioned
they don't have. They don't have risky sex. They don't. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
How could your economic circumstance dictate what kind of sex what kind of sexual behavior that you're engaging in?
That's
it doesn't.
Right. And I think people need to be aware about that AIDS. Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sorry, Margaret. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Because I heard your program, and I went and looked online at Liam Sheff's website.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it was very eye-opening, you know. And I think that information needs to be dispensed to the whole world about how you can have any kind of thing wrong with you. You can have a cold or a fever or an eye infection or anything, and people can come up positive for that test. And I don't think people know that. And then they'll be given all of these dangerous drugs, you
That's
know.
That's right.
And I think people are not aware of it.
And somebody called my show, I don't know, one day this week and asked the question of why would Why would this lie be out there?
Mm-hmm.
And the easy answer mm-hmm. to that is always mm-hmm. money.
It's
Think of
always.
How much money, if mm-hmm. it becomes a mandatory mm-hmm. test
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for a certain population of this country,
mm-hmm.
it ain't gonna be free.
No, it's
Somebody's
not.
Getting, making boo. Mm-hmm. That is the dream.
Mm-hmm.
That is the dream of every single drug mm-hmm. maker out there. Please, mm-hmm. dear prophet God in the sky, please make my drug mandatory.
Absolutely.
Please make my drug mandatory.
Exactly, exactly. It'll be a horrible thing.
Yes, it will.
I just wanted to call and
your point,
see if anybody had
your point is
thing.
So, your observation and your point is so well taken.
Mm-hmm.
If AIDS mm-hmm. is out there and it's sexually transmitted,
mm-hmm.
how on earth could it be mm-hmm. more problematic
That's
in a
right.
poor neighborhood than in a rich?
Right.
Seems to me that in a rich neighborhood you'd have a lot more time.
But thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. It's a you, trick.
You'd
it's
have a lot more time to engage it's in the behavior.
It's a trick.
All right.
And
now.
I want to say about George Bush, a day of correction is coming. We're watching it happen. It's going to happen. A day of correction is coming for him. And he is going to be held up to the whole world much more than he was in the United Nations. And I just want to say that. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Are you concerned by the plight of abused and neglected children in St. Clair and Monroe counties? Are you a mature, responsible adult? Can you talk to people who are having problems? Do you have time to commit? Do you care about children? You may qualify to become a CASA volunteer. St. Clair County CASA is seeking individuals to become court-appointed special advocates in St. Clair and Monroe counties. To find out more, call 618-234-4278. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Hi, this is Connie Mitchell, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air. Each Friday, my co-host Liz Tanz and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects. So come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare. Still connected to the community.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me, huh? Charlie Rangel's phone number, Washington, D.C., is 202-225-4365. That's 202-225-4365. And if you want to fax him, his fax is 202-225-0816. That's 202-225-4365. And that's 202-225-0816 is the fax number. I will give you the mailing address in just a moment. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Hugo Chavez, he was right on target with George Bush. And I mean, I'm a minister myself of African descent. And when you look at this administration, you can see the Hitlerian movement. Mm-hmm. When you look at this administration who approves of torture, though when those pictures came out, everybody who are from African descent should have, if they know anything about our history, should have remembered that's the way we were treated, you know, back not too long ago. When you see what's going on with this George Bush administration, matter of fact, Mr. Bush's grandfather helped support Hitler, and that's why you see so many types going on with this Homeland Security as opposed to the KGB over there in Germany. And everything that he's done, he's taken a move right out of Hitler's handbook. And people who call themselves Christians, oh, he's changed, he's confessed. That man has not one time denounced his association with the skull and bones. Skull and bones, that's a demonic symbol right there, skull and bone. That's death. That is of Satan. And he act like he's jockeying to be the Antichrist, if you ask me. I'm sure his descendants are from the black and the Capsan Sierra. He has rose to a political stance where he's stolen it. He has not gotten it, and people adore him, some people. You know, those people that always seem to come on television with a voice. But the rest of the world, I discern it. We're not deceived by Mr. Bush and his appearance, his smirks always putting us down. And I'm not just talking about people of African descent. He's putting people of European descent down also. He's laughing right in their faces saying, I'm screwing you. And you can't do anything about it. And for those who would like to try and do anything about it, I'm the president. I'm untouchable. And America is going, you know, you got folks that's Democrat or Republican. I'm neither. But you have folks that are so committed to being Republicans, they'll stand by this man and watch the boat sink. They need to wake up, Liz. They really need to wake up.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. I think it's interesting that what has been how the press has, the United States press, many people in the print media has characterized Hugo Chavez's comments as un-American. And as I read the words of Hugo Chavez, he makes a distinction between George Bush and his administration and Americans. He calls Americans his brothers and sisters. He is very clear that this is not about Americans. It was about George Bush. And George Bush has stuck his chin out for the world, saying, hit me. I dare you. When you call people access of evil and they're not, when you call people out their names, when you start preemptive wars with countries, when you lie about your reasons for these preemptive wars, somebody in the world is going to speak back. Everybody does not cower before a bully. Everybody doesn't do that. So we're supposed to have this so-called liberal media. The so-called liberal media. Yet they are characterizing Hugo Chavez's comments as un-American. No. Or anti-U.S. No. In order to be anti-U.S., you have to say you're anti-U.S. or you have to act in ways that are anti-U.S. anti-Bush. More than half the country was anti-Bush. If you base it on the votes, more than half the country was anti-Bush. They said no. They said double toothpicks. No. They said all kinds of no, and they're still saying no. Does that make them anti-American? George Bush's approval rating is in the 30s. Does that make 70% of the United States anti-American? Come on now. Come on now. New York Times. Venezuela takes the lead in the battle of anti-U.S. sub-bites. Sound bites. Huh? It's not anti-U.S. It's anti-Bush. Just like the overwhelming majority of people in this country, based upon polls, are anti-George Bush. Approval, disapproval. Disapproval is anti. It ain't pro. It ain't pro. You're on the wake-up call.
Hi, Liz.
Ah, Earlene, good morning.
Look, the New York Times at least got it right with the U.S. I am so sick of people using the word American for United Staters. Okay, there was a lady who called in the other day about something about the kids learning to speak American rather than learning to speak Spanish. Well, excuse me, unless the globe has changed, Mexico is in the Americas, just as Venezuela, just as Canada. There's North America, and there's South America, and everyone on those continents are Americans. But again, United Staters, you know, in our, you know, superiority complex, we've copped the whole two continents, and everybody else is something else. You know, if you're from Canada, you're a Canadian. If you're from South America, you're a South American. Only we are Americans. No, we are folks from the United States. And if this country doesn't wake up, and all these people who call themselves Christians better think about the old Negro spiritual, everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. The slaves were talking about the slave masters, the slave holders.
The slavers.
Up on the porch, you know, reading their Bible, and they'd be in the field saying, everybody talking about heaven ain't going there.
Ain't going.
And ain't I think going. That's what you have with, you know, Mr. Bush. If he's not, as the gentleman said, the Antichrist, if he's not another Hitler in the making, and the sad part, as you're saying, and others of your callers, we are sitting by idly, and, I mean, the voices out there like yours and like people who know what's going on are not being heard because people are just being deluded, and they're going to wake up.
And that's why I don't care. I think that everybody needs to involve themselves in this election that's coming up on November, because this is a if nobody's going to put the brakes on. Nobody is going to put the brakes on this man. At least let's get the majority, the easy votes that he gets out, and pressure the rest of them.
Now, what did Charles Rangel say specifically? Because when I get back from court, I am going to email, maybe call, too, with all this free long distance I'll use up. Specifically, what did he say or not say?
You know what? It's on my printer. I will get it, and I will read it to you. I just printed out exactly what Charlie Rangel said. But I will surmise for you right now. And these are two words that he used throughout it. One, he said, you cannot say that about my president.
Oh, Liz, stop. I will throw up.
And he also said, you cannot come to my country. I can say what I want to say about my president, but you cannot come here in the UN, in the United States, in my country, and say those types of things about my president.
Now, isn't the UN considered to not be in the, and you know, one of those fictions is like the airport is really to be St. Louis city property because we own it. Isn't the UN, like, neutral?
Well, I'm going to say that it is in the United States of America, and when did free speech be problematic for a black person in the United States of America?
But Charles Rangel said, my president.
My president, and he said it several times.
Oh, my God.
Several times.
I need to stop and get a saltine cracker so I don't throw up.
All right, now. Thanks for your call. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. We have problems with our president. Did he mean the 62,040,000 Americans who voted for in 2004 that we? Nancy Pelosi said that Chavez's words demeaned himself and his nation. Huh. How? You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. This is Brother Bob. How are you this morning?
Brother Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. We're way down there on the other side of Washington, Missouri, delivering, but I just got off the phone to Congressman Charlie Rangel, secretary at the office there. She was very polite, but I did express my disappointment as one of the people involved in the civil rights movement, and I appreciated in the past some of the principal stands that the congressman made, but this time, not only me, but other friends, we are very, very much disappointed in it and everything. And I also had other people call. She said, yeah, we just had several phone calls. I said, well, I think that you'll be getting some more because we have to voice our opposition to these type of things. And also, it's a democracy that America is projecting. This is a prime example why many people are pretty well laughing that they're going to set up a democracy in these other countries. When Hamas won, when the first people won in Iraq, even though they were occupying Iraq, it's pretty hard to have a democracy, but they didn't lack none of the leadership, basically, and now they wanted another guy. They got him in there. And then you come to them with the other democracy, you have the freedom to express yourself, and you get this type of reaction. I think Bush is going to have a real hard time selling democracy around the country. They need to clean up at home first, and I want to thank you, my sister.
Thank you so much. And that phone number for Charlie Rangel is 202-225-4365. That's 202-225-4365. And if you want to fax him a message, the fax is 202-225-0816. The office number, one more time, is 202-225-4365. Express your disgust. Since when does a black man talk about another black man and say that he can't express his disappointment with the guy that's in the White House? Well, when did that happen? My name is Liz Brown. Oh, we've got much to talk about. Stay with me.
Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Sponsored by Creve Coeur Cartridge World. Save big, print happy.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggard. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, people, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Just like a well-built house needs a good design and plan, so do our lives. This is Sandy.
And this is Bobby.
Two life coaches. Please join us as we take your questions about designing your life. We'll discuss life planning, following through, and the obstacles that get in the way.
This is your weekly chance to get some answers you've been looking for.
We hope you'll join us on The Design Life on WGNU every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. I'm feeling it. Wouldn't it be cool to have a band in the studio for this hour? Wouldn't it be cool to have a band in the studio for this? Huh. let's turn the drum for all of those of you who have been called in to win the Liz Brown Because We Care package. Let the drums continue their beat as we turn over and over and over and over and over. Who is the winner this week? Who is the winner this week? Congratulations, Jan Goldstein. Jan Goldstein, congratulations. You are the winner this week for the Liz Brown Because We Care package. Don't worry if you didn't get your name called this week. We have next week. And next week, we are going to fill our packages with, George Bush doesn't care about black folks t-shirt. How about that? How about that? You need perfect timing, perfect timing. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Congratulations to Jan. And 1-877-920-WGNU. Bob.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I guess I better call myself Bob. That's what my granddaughter calls me. So you know who I am. But I wanted to say one thing on the drums. I think we all know to survive in America, you must be able to hear the drums.
That's right.
Recognize the tune and dance to the music.
Mm.
At least that's what we've been told. But we hear the drums and we know what they mean,
mm-hmm.
and we know how to handle them.
That's right.
And thank you very much. But
that's right.
My comment this morning was that the country seems to think that an agreement was made yesterday that everybody's going to vote on. And it was done with four men, three Republicans, Senator McCain, Warner, and Lindsey, I guess.
Isn't that something, Bob?
And the president. Those four have made the agreement.
They decided. They decided.
And no one knows what's in the agreement.
No.
No one knows what it says.
No.
But this morning, the Associated Press has put in one of the things it said. The accord explicitly states the president has the authority to enforce Geneva Convention standards and enumerates acts that constitute a war crime, including torture, rape, biological experiments, and cruel and inhuman treatment.
And the other part of it is that nobody can be brought into a court of law and punished for this.
No, it's just ridiculous that they have now agreed that they're going to let the president interpret the Geneva Convention.
And this is a win-win compromise.
Yeah, win-win.
This is a win-win.
Everybody.
Who's everybody in that, Chief?
Republican senators and the president, and this is everybody now going to get on the bandwagon and vote to approve this. So we can, and please do it by next week, because I want you to do it before you leave office for the election campaign.
Who's the we in that, Chief?
Well, the fact is, the White House officials have said that this now provides the CIA the clarity it needs to continue with this interrogation program. So, I mean, what can you do?
Oh, Jesus.
I have nothing more to say. All right. Thank you, Liz.
1-877-920-WGN.
Hey, Liz, can you give out that number again? We've had several people call off the air.
Oh, for the Charles Rangel number? Absolutely. The number is 202-225-4365. That's 202-225-4365. Absolutely. That's the number for Charlie Rangel. You need to call. You need to talk to him because what he said is just absolutely indefensible. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. Mike.
This is Brother Mac.
Oh, Brother Mac, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown. How are you?
I am outstanding.
I would like to sing a short clip of a song that I think says it all, if you don't mind. It won't even take 10 seconds.
It won't take 10 seconds. Go right ahead.
How long are my troubles gonna last? How long? How long? Oh, maybe summer day soon. Thank you, Miss.
All right, now I say November 7th. I say November 7th.
You be at peace.
All right, you too. It's 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Will.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
In reference to the statement of Charles Rangel saying, it seems to me like he's made a 180-degree turn.
If you could speak up just a little bit.
It seems like to me, in reference to the statement of Charles Rangel,
mm-hmm.
he has made a 180-degree turn. During the lecture of Chavez, he mentioned a book.
Noam Chomsky. Mm-hmm.
And the subtitle of this book is America's Quest for Global Dominance.
That's right.
And it's a very intriguing book.
And that's one of the things that Hugo Chavez said, you know, in order for you all to feel me, you need to read this book written by this American.
That's right. In fact, this Chomsky is a professor.
Yes, he is.
At MIT. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Earl.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
I am outstanding.
Great. Hope you have a good weekend, too. I heard you mentioned the different people that call Chavez and thugs, but I bet they still want their thugs all, don't they? They don't want to get that out. Thanks, Liz.
They just want to get it for free.
Yeah, yeah.
1-877-920-WGNU. The book not by Noam Chomsky, and let me spell his last name for you, Chomsky. His first name is Noam, Noam, and the book that Hugo Chavez recommended is The Imperialistic Strategy of the United States. You need to read it. You need to read it. It is an incredible. I know of Noam because I've read a whole lot of his writings. I haven't read his books, but his book has got to be just like the writings that I have read. And Noam gets it straight. William.
Yes, I got a hold of the office.
Okay, you called Charlie Rangel's office, and what did you say, and what did they say to you?
Well, I got a representative.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I say, what was he thinking about when he stood up there defending George Bush? He didn't need to defend George Bush. George Bush has never defended him. Do you know what his representative was saying to me?
What?
He took the standpoint that Rangel was defending the office. And he had just come from a visit in Harlem. And he was defending a higher thing than George Bush.
But he didn't say that. He didn't say, I'm defending the office of the president irrespective of who the occupant is. He said, you cannot attack my president.
I told him that.
And what did he say?
And I said, you must not have heard the speech. And he said, yes, I did. I said, well, then don't talk to me like that, brother, because you insulted my intelligence. I say, I'm not mad at Rangel, I'm disappointed. And if Bush needed to be defended, let one of his cronies defend. And yes, Bush have called other leaders out names.
Out their names in their country.
Know, and he said, oh, no, he said acts of evil, but he's never called him a devil. I say he's done worse than that.
Okay. He said acts of evil and then when killed their people.
Yeah. I tell you what, I say this is equivalent to Sammy Davis Jr. hugging Nixon.
Mm.
And he said, oh, I wasn't around then. I said, well, then you ought to look it up.
Well, wait a minute. So what? Do you get the image? Do you get the image?
I don't even think he knew who Sammy Davis Jr. was. He sound young. But anyway, I told him, I said, you tell your boss that he scored a no-no this time.
And with lots of folks.
And lots of folks. And I said, I'm not calling from Washington, D.C. I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Just let him know that.
Mm.
And I say, and I am disappointed. I say, he doesn't need to defend the man who last week might have kicked his throat.
Okay, and let me read what he said. I'm sorry. I want to express my extreme displeasure with the statements made by the president of Venezuela attacking U.S. President George Bush in such a personal and disparaging way. How's that after protecting the office? It should be clear to all heads of government that criticism of Bush administration policies does not entitle them to attack George Bush personally. You know what? Here's a phone number to Charlie Rangel. 202-225-4365. George Bush is the president of the United States, said Charlie Rangel, and represents the entire country. Is you crazy? Even George Bush doesn't feel like he represents the entire country. He only tries to move on what the half that are on his side want him to do. Any demeaning public attack against him is viewed by Republicans and Democrats and all Americans as an attack on us. You need to shut up. You need to shut up. My name is Liz Brown. Here's Charlie Rangel's number, 202-225-4365. Bob.
Guess what they're doing now, Liz? They're hanging up on everybody. They didn't give nobody a chance to talk no more. They're hanging up.
They're hanging up.
Yes. I just got them calling.
And they hung up on you.
They hung right up in my face.
Ain't that some stuff?
Yeah, so, okay.
All right. Liz. Thank you. We got some work to do. I'll be back same time, same place next week. Stay strong.